Welcome to the Poise with Purpose podcast. My name is Amanda Popovsky, and it's my pleasure, passion, and profession to guide you in your journey to your dream life. My proposition for you? Together, we'll put positivity, passion, purpose, and personal growth into practice with perspective and playfulness. If you love practical problem solving plus personal development, this is the perfect place for you. I'm so pumped that you press play. So let us proceed. Let's do it. Hello, Poise with Purpose Posse. Welcome back to episode 3 of our mini series. Today's topic is passion. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. This is the soul portion of the Poise with Purpose pillars. When a poised person walks into the room, you feel it. And that's their passion. That's their soul for life radiating out of them. It's their zeal. It's their zest. It's their brilliant energy that lights up the room and radiates from them. That is all passion. And when they speak to you, you feel like the only person in the room. And when you're around them, you can't help but feel lit up and on fire as well. And you might be wondering, well, where does that come from? How do they get that? A big part of it is what we've already talked about, which is pleasure and perspective, and understanding that you are a boss-ass bitch, and understanding that what feels good to you is very important in your life, and really feeling into every moment and being present and all of that stuff. But it also comes from the soul, and the soul is essentially the spirit. So today's topic is about spirituality. Woo-woo! It is about cultivating a relationship with your soul and with spirituality, with whatever you believe in, the universe or God or Jesus or whoever comes to mind for you or whatever comes to mind for you. And really, passion is all about the heart. It's all about your emotions. It's all about feeling on fire all the time. And it's about creating a relationship between you and your soul. Because those are actually, as you may conceive them right now, they're two different entities, right? There's something called the ego, and there's something called the higher self. And the higher self is the version of you that has it all. It's the version of you that has everything that they want. It's the version of you with the body that you want, with the income that you want, the family, the partner, all of these things. It's the version of you that really owns who they are if you don't currently own who you are. It's the version of you that you are striving for when you make goals, when you set goals, when you make passionate goals. The ego, on the other hand, it comes from fear and worry and doubt, and it's how we've been conditioned. It's from that scarcity mindset, and the higher self is from the abundance mindset. And true power comes from understanding that and from recognizing when your ego is coming into your mind and being able to choose your higher self instead. Being able to push fear out and bring love in and make decisions for you from your highest good. And so today's exercise is about getting to know your higher self. But it's really interesting because a lot of people kind of go through life and they don't really hang out with their heart very often. They don't sit down and think, you know, what do I really, really, really want out of life? What am I passionate about? Is it helping people? Most often, people who are passionate about coming from a place of service and giving to others and helping others. How can you integrate that into your life? How can you help people? How can you honor that passion that you have in your soul to help others? Well, the first thing you can do is help yourself by learning about the things you want to learn about, by doing personal development, by listening to this podcast and other podcasts, and reading books and taking courses and investing in a coach. These are the ways that you develop your passion into something that you can use, something that you can do, something that you can create a business off of, for example, or something you can integrate into your life. And once you realize what your passions are and what your soul is telling you, your vibration raises almost instantly. Think about it. When you're really in the flow of doing something that you love, you could just sit there for hours and hours and hours and do it, right? You could sit at your computer and create a podcast for a full 3 days, which is what I've been up to, and you don't even bat an eye. Time doesn't even exist. That's what you're passionate about, and that's what your purpose is. To be in that flow and to experience things and to grow and to never stop growing and to never be stagnant. Never, never, never be stagnant or too comfortable for too long, because there's always another adventure waiting for you. And another way to really get to know your soul is through forgiveness. Forgiveness. Can you imagine that? So imagine, I want you to imagine that you had a silver ball and you threw it into a swamp and let it sit there for however old you are right now. It would be pretty gunky when you took it out, don't you think? There would be layers of crap on it. And so getting to know your passion and your soul is about clearing out those layers and understanding who you truly are at your core, who your highest self is. Because your highest self, you can conceive of it because it's real. It's on a plane of existence that you are reaching that is on a vibe that is so high that you can't help but raise your vibe when you're trying to go for it. And so forgiveness is one of the ways that we can really clear that gunk and just let the things in the past be in the past truly, instead of holding resentment or holding space in your heart or your soul for them. Because the things that have already happened have happened for a reason. And you can learn from them and you can be grateful for them and you can also forgive them. And often the first person that we need to forgive is ourselves. Because in any given situation, we are doing the best that we can with the resources that we have, with how we've been programmed. We're just doing our best. All of us are doing our best. So forgiveness is so important, because if you picture a poised person and somebody like flips them off or whatever, what do? Do they engage with that? Or do they just let it roll off of their shoulders? It's because they forgive almost instantaneously. And nothing can get you down for too long if you know how to forgive properly without judgment. So, the exercise for today, today's episode was a short one, but it's about getting in touch with your passion and your soul and your heart and really understanding what you want to do. So, grab a fresh sheet of paper and write everything you know about your higher self. This is the person who you would be if everything was perfect in your life. If you made the money you wanted to make, if you were working the job or creating the career or doing whatever you really want to do, and you had the lifestyle that you wanted, who are they? What do they wear? What do they say? What do they think? What happens when they have a bad day? What have they already forgiven in their life? What are they doing on a day-to-day basis? What's their job? Do they travel? What, you know, everything about them that you can think of, set the timer for 10 minutes and write it all down. And this is the person that you would be if all of your goals and dreams and wildest dreams came true. And once you get in touch with them, you can embody them, which is a whole nother topic, which I'll get into in some programs later that I'm offering. You can embody them and become them with every single decision that you make. And it's so powerful. So spend today and get to know your higher self. And I will see you back here for episode 4 in our Pillars of Purpose series. Thank you so, so much for listening. I'm so grateful for you. Mwah! Bye. Pause. Don't forget that I am running an awesome giveaway to kick off this podcast. I'm giving away one free 60-minute coaching session with me, one free forgiveness meditation to kick off 2019 the right way, and 4 free adorable crystal-topped pens to journal all of your 2019 goals with. To enter, you just have to subscribe to this podcast, screenshot this episode and post it to Facebook or your Instagram story and tag me, Amanda Popovsky. That is one entry. You can screenshot the other 3 episodes in this mini-series as you listen to them as well and do the same thing to enter 3 more times. And if you document yourself completing the exercise at the end of each Pillars episode with the hashtag #PoiseWithPurpose, and tag me in your post, that's an extra 3 entries into the giveaway. I'll be drawing the winners at 11:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday. Good luck and thank you for listening.